Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Happy Monday afternoon. But Dueling Tangents is sans the Brian this afternoon.
Who is this imposter?
Yes, right? It is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian, but I got Evan filling in the board, which is okay, because Brian, Evan, you and Brian, we're filling in last Friday for me while I was out, so now it is my turn to return the favor to Brian. He's off doing some great, great things for he and his partner. It is her birthday, so they are off celebrating some birthday festivities, and I am pulling the duty here at Dueling Tangents, but that's okay. We'll be joined by Brian again tomorrow. But folks, you are listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, covering the southern swath of Wisconsin with our signals. If you want to join the conversation at any time, you can give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And Evan, really appreciate you filling in last Friday. I know a story kind of landed in yours and Brian's laps that you guys dove right onto and we're very excited to talk about. So I'm glad that the House passing that decriminalization bill happened right before last Friday's show, because I know that made easy work for the two of you to discuss topics that you both care about.
Oh, we care about it so much. We made a real mess of things, Luke. We made a real mess.
Yeah, I caught the first part of the show just to make sure that you guys were running off and had it all set to go, but I had a little bit, my congestion caught up to me, and I was not radio friendly on Friday afternoon. So went and made sure, had a rapid test, had a PCR test. It wasn't COVID, but got my sinuses and cleared, and now I'm ready to go here on this Monday afternoon. And I got a story, Evan, that I want to kick off from the top, and I will catch up on a few of the other headlines we missed towards the end of the last week in my absence, but this one really caught my eye yesterday, Evan. And the story goes, there was a study done, and I'm reading from a piece over at Salon.com, headline, "Can Fox News viewers be deprogrammed? Paying them to watch CNN makes them less gullible. Participants were paid $15 an hour to watch CNN instead of Fox News. Is it a cheap solution or fake news?" So, Evan, this caught my attention yesterday, and I saw it, and I shared it with Brian, and then I forgot. I was like, oh, no, this is going to be a Luke solo show here on Dueling Tangents. So I'm going to get ready and dive into this piece, because essentially a study is done over a number of years. The researchers have been conducting this study, but used this study in the September of 2020. So they've been kicking around ideas how to be able to measure partisanship in the media. And so one of the studies written by David E. Brockman and Joshua L. Kalla, K-A-L-L-A, explained that the experiment used content analysis comparing the two networks during September of 2020. So the groundbreaking new study paid viewers of Fox News Channel to watch CNN for 30 days. Those viewers ultimately became more skeptical and less likely to buy into fake news. The early impacts after just 3 days showed the viewers were already starting to change. So, Evan, Fox News viewers that were paid to watch CNN rather than Fox News, after just 3 days, you could start to see the results.
I'm not shocked. I'm really not. We know at this point that I think deprogramming is a really, really good word for it.
Because it's
spite that these people refuse to engage, you know, with a meaningful reality. It's like, no, you can't tell me what to believe.
Well, it's not even that they won't See, Evan, this is the fascinating part of the study, and I didn't get to dive into the whole thing because the authors of the piece is what I found yesterday online. That's what I found. It drew me to this, and then I started finding the stories on it. But the authors of the piece seem to indicate that it's not just that people are going to Fox News to reinforce the values that they already have. It's the fact that they watch Fox News, and Fox News tells them what to believe. And so it's a very... You have the question, is it the chicken or the egg?
There's a distinction there. You're right.
Right, because you think, oh, well, you're a conservative-minded individual, so you go find conservative media outlets that reinforce your views. And if you're a liberal individual, you go find liberal media outlets to reinforce your views. And so there's been a lot of studies in recent years about siloing. And so this one is very interesting, Evan, because it essentially shows that Fox News... conservative viewers aren't just being attracted to Fox News because it's the conservative outlet. Fox News is actually shaping the way that the viewers of the news programming at Fox News, if you want to call it news programming over there, it shapes the beliefs of the viewers. So reading on in this Salon piece from the author Sarah Burris, reading at Salon.com, during the period, again, September of 2020, the researchers explained that CNN provided extensive coverage of COVID-19, which included information about the severity of the COVID crisis and poor aspects of Donald Trump's performance handling COVID-19. Fox News covered COVID-19 much less, said the study. The coverage of COVID-19 it did offer provided little of the information CNN did, instead giving viewers information about why the virus was not a serious threat. On the other hand, Fox News extensively but highly selectively covered racial issues, and its coverage of these issues provided extensive information about Joe Biden and other Democrats' supposed positions on them and about outbreaks of violence at protests for racial justice in American cities. CNN provided little information about either. The networks both covered the issue of voting by mail, but again, dramatically different information about it, and then in parentheses, in addition to offering different frames. So, Evan, similar views. September of 2020 is what we're talking about. It's still... The first summer of the pandemic, people were outside, they were indoors less, everybody had very optimistic beliefs going into that winter, saying, oh, well, maybe, like, we did the safer at home in the spring, the virus is, the numbers are going down, they're heading in the right direction, and everything was ramping up for the election. September of 2020, right before the election that was still being conducted in the middle of the pandemic. And so getting two completely different views of the stress of COVID and what it meant, and then different views as well about current events going on in the country. And so I'll continue reading on from the piece here at Salon.com. It was far from obvious, the authors surmised, that viewing different networks would affect the beliefs and attitudes of the viewer. In fact, it wasn't so much that the viewers were tuning in because they already felt that way, but their attitudes were actually being formed from the Fox network. The Fox viewers were nearly all very conservative and strong Republicans, the study explained. Of the 763 qualifying participants, we then randomized 40% of the treatment group. To change the slant of their media diet, we offered treatment group participants $15 per hour to watch 7 hours of CNN per week during September of 2020, prioritizing the hours of which participants indicate they typically watched Fox News. So this essentially is laying the groundwork for the experiment. At the three-day mark, the viewers took a survey. Quote, we found large effects of watching CNN instead of Fox News on participants' factual perceptions of current events, i.e. beliefs, and knowledge about the 2020 presidential candidates' positions, they found. They discovered changes in the attitudes about Donald Trump and Republicans, as well as a large effect on their opinions about COVID. The viewers also evolved to believe that if Donald Trump made a mistake, quote, Fox News would not cover it, i.e. that Fox engages in partisan coverage filtering. The findings might suggest that the most cost-effective way for Democrats to win elections is to start running their own infomercials or commercials on the Fox networks. While the report is 126 pages long, you can see the full thing here. And so the piece over at Salon.com gives the link to the entire study done about whether or not changing the media diet, paying somebody to watch CNN instead of Fox News made them more skeptical about the information that Fox was sending them. And so, Evan, I find this as it begs an interesting question. How much an hour would someone have to pay you to watch 7 hours of Fox News a week?
Ooh, for a month, right? For 30 days?
So 7 hours a week for 30 days, for four, just over 4 weeks.
I mean, it would be hundreds of dollars a week. I mean, just...
Well, $15 an hour times seven, you're getting up to about...
It's getting pretty close. I don't know. Where do I have to leave? Am I watching it in the lab? You know, that's...
I think it's just around your daily life. So rather than watching Fox News, they paid these viewers to watch CNN instead.
Sign me up. There.
All right. See, because I think it's a fascinating... It's a fascinating conversation. The fact that if you stop tuning into the echo chambers, because I think everybody can agree, CNN pretty much down the middle. Like, if you want to find a moderate news source here in America, CNN is the cable equivalent of down the middle. Very corporate, but tries to appease on both sides. And so watching 7 hours of CNN instead of Fox News made the Fox News viewers more gullible to the information that was being fed to them through Fox News. And so... I'm finding this interesting. I want to hear what the audience has to say. What do you think about the fact of deprogramming Fox News viewers? 844-967-2789. I got Evan on the board. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian, but you can join the conversation. 844-967-2789. I got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that we're going to dive into, but this is a study that I'm excited to read. The entire study, because it is, like I said, 126 pages. Didn't get to all of it yesterday. Had a number of things on the work plate this morning, so didn't get to dive fully into the piece. But Evan, this is going to be an exciting piece, and I think we're going to keep talking about this study because it's fascinating to me whether or not you can deprogram a Fox News viewer, because the study... I find it fascinating. And folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Come close now, let me tell you a lie.